Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Measles is spreading in the United States. What started as a few cases in West Texas has spiraled into hundreds sickened around the nation. Most of the affected people are unvaccinated children. At least two have died and dozens have been hospitalized. With major outbreaks in Indiana and Ohio, it may be only a matter of time before the disease comes to Wisconsin, where the impact could be dire. Wisconsin has one of the lowest vaccination rates for measles in the nation, much lower than any of the states with active outbreaks. Dr. Ben Weston is the Chief Health Policy Advisor for Milwaukee County and an Associate Professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about what the measles outbreaks could mean for Wisconsin.
Right now, what do vaccination rates look like in Wisconsin and Milwaukee specifically?
Yeah, so when we look at vaccination rates in Wisconsin, what we see actually is that we're quite a bit lower than most other states. So for example, among kindergartners, this data is from 2023, but it's the most recent data we have. Only 85% of kindergartners were vaccinated against measles. And when we compare ourselves to other states, we're actually the third worst in the country. We see this outbreak in Texas. We see cases exploding in Ohio now. We're far worse than either of those states with our vaccination rates. So we really are at risk here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. We're at around 85%. What is the percentage necessary for herd immunity?
Yeah, so we heard a lot about herd immunity back during COVID, and the basic idea of it is that if you get enough people vaccinated, it's just hard for the disease to spread because it can't really jump person to person to person very easily. And that number for measles is around 95%. Now, what's important is the measles vaccine is extremely effective, and that's why you have this herd immunity. The vaccine is about 97% effective. And so when you hit that threshold of 95% of folks vaccinated, it's just really hard for this virus to spread. And to give context to this, this is one of the most contagious viruses out there. If you're in a room, there's about a 90% chance that you're going to be exposed to this virus if somebody else has it. So it's an extremely contagious virus. But if we can get those vaccination rates high enough, we can certainly protect folks.
I think people are aware that it's contagious, maybe not quite as contagious as it actually is. They might not be quite that aware, but there are still people who look at the risks of measles and for whatever reason are not persuaded by these risks. If a child contracts measles, what can happen?
Yeah. So when somebody gets measles, it usually starts off as many viruses do, with a flu-like illness. You might have fevers, you might have fatigue, congestion, cough. The problem is that in a fair portion of the population, it progresses and gets worse than that instead of just getting better. So 1 out of 5 people with measles actually gets hospitalized. That's a huge hospitalization rate, 20%. And then about 1 in 1,000 gets brain swelling. And even higher than that, 2 to 3 out of 1,000 people die. And those numbers may sound low, but we're approaching 1,000 people now in the United States that have contracted measles this year. As of yesterday, it was 712 people. And that's why we're seeing, unfortunately, these deaths from measles. This fits with the statistics that we've seen. It fits with those 2 to 3 people out of 1,000 dying from measles.
Generally, who is most at risk of getting measles? Because I have certainly the perception that it is largely children, but obviously there are more people beyond that who can get it.
Yeah, anybody can be at risk for measles. Now, the people who are at risk of getting sick from measles tend to be younger kids, older adults, folks with immunocompromised. But when we look at the 712 confirmed cases so far across the United States, the majority of them are young people. About a third of them are under 5 years. And then it jumps up to about 40% of them as you get to the 5 to 19-year-olds. And so most of them are in kids. Now, part of that is because it's a newer trend to not get vaccinated. Our vaccination rates were much higher when you look 10, 15, 20 years ago. And so a lot of adults are vaccinated. We're vaccinated. back when they were young. But a lot of kids these days are not getting vaccinated. And so that's, I think, why we're seeing more cases in young people. And then, of course, young people are in communal settings a lot more, that being school. And so being in school, you're just exposed to other people, and you're more likely to have spread of disease. That's why all of us parents out there have kids who are congested and coughing all winter long. But thankfully for measles, there's an effective vaccine to prevent this more severe disease.
Do we know why vaccination rates are so low, especially in Wisconsin? We are the third worst for vaccinations for measles in the United States.
Yeah, across the country, we've seen a decline in vaccination. And certainly COVID was part of it, but it's been going on longer than COVID. When we look around Wisconsin, for example, we see significant declines over the last 10 years. So in Richland County, for example, in 2013, we were at about 83% vaccinated. Now we're down to 65%, just an incredibly low number of folks who are getting their vaccines. Bayfield County is another one, 86 or 87%, down to about 70%. And there's other counties that are even lower. Monroe County is down to below 60%. And so we have these counties throughout Wisconsin where the vaccination rates are getting so low that it just makes us a tinderbox waiting for an outbreak here as well, should a case of measles arrive in those communities. But certainly there's been a lot of misinformation, a lot of disinformation out there about the measles vaccine. But look, if you're a parent, there's three things you need to know. Number one is the measles vaccine is safe. It's been around for over 50 years. It's a proven vaccine. It's not anything brand new. We have tons of data on it, and it's incredibly safe. Number two, it's incredibly effective, 97% effective against measles. And again, that data is over decades. And number three, it's easy to get. The Milwaukee Health Department is offering the measles vaccine. You can call your local health department, drugstores, primary care providers. You can get the vaccine in so many different places. It's easy to get, it's accessible, and it's safe.
A lot of the counties you mentioned are in more rural parts of the state. And one of the things I think many of us have been concerned about is access to care just generally throughout Wisconsin. A lot of rural hospitals rely on immigrant doctors. We, of course, have a variety of things that are becoming roadblocks for immigrants in the United States. It's concerning when so much of our healthcare really relies on these people. Is Wisconsin right now prepared for a major outbreak of something like measles? How are we prepared right now?
Yeah, a few thoughts on that. I mean, any barriers we put up to folks getting healthcare broadly or vaccines more specifically are going to be detrimental to the health of individuals, the health of families, and the health of communities. Are we prepared? I think the vaccination rates show that we are not as prepared as we could be. Higher vaccination rates help to bolster a population and be more prepared when a disease emerges. And we're certainly seeing measles reemerge. It's important to remember, 20 years ago, measles was considered eradicated from the United States. There were not cases of measles. And of course, now we're seeing this rise again. Funding public health, supporting public health, and getting information out there about the safety and effectiveness and availability of vaccines is going to be critical.
When should we become concerned here in Milwaukee and Wisconsin more generally? It seems like this epidemic has been moving through different states. Texas, as you said, much higher vaccination rate than we have. Ohio, higher vaccination rate. We are surrounded by states where the vaccination rate is below what we would consider herd immunity for measles. When should parents and people in general start to become pretty concerned?
We're surrounded, as you mentioned, by states with low vaccination rates. We have the lowest of the states that surround us. We're also surrounded by states that are seeing outbreaks of measles. There's 20 cases in Ohio. We're seeing cases now in Indiana, in Michigan, in Minnesota. Almost all the states that surround us are seeing cases of measles. So I would say it's probably a matter of time. You look at the trends, the cases are not slowing in the United States. So the chances of us having a case here in Wisconsin, unfortunately, are high. And so I think now is the time to think about this. Now is the time to be prepared, not to panic, but to be prepared and to ensure that your family, your children, your loved ones are vaccinated. If you have questions about the vaccine, reach out. Talk to the people that you talk to about everything else health-related in your life. It might be your primary care doctor, your family practice doctor, your pediatrician, whoever it is that you trust. Talk to them. Ask them about the vaccine if you have any questions, and make sure that your child is vaccinated. You can look it up on the Wisconsin Immune Registry online and make sure that your child is fully vaccinated and that you are as well.
Now, if you're a person for whom vaccination is not an option, either you are unable to get it for health reasons, or perhaps you have a child who is below the age where it is safe to get one of these vaccinations, how do you protect yourself?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is the vast majority of people either have protection or are able to get protection. And so if you think that for some reason you are not able to get the vaccine, that's another great reason to talk to your healthcare provider. There's a lot of folks out there, I think, who have heard misinformation or disinformation about whether they're eligible for certain vaccines. And so if you think you're not, ask. Verify. This is a great time to reach out and verify that really you might not be eligible, because that is a tiny, 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 tiny fraction of the population. But in general, you want to make sure you're protected, especially if you're going to areas. There's a lot of cases in Texas right now. If you're going down to Texas, if you're going to other communities where there's high rates of measles right now, you want to make sure you're protected. Now, the good news is most people are. Most people got their normal vaccines when they were kids. Most of our kids out there got the normal vaccines when they were younger. But certainly if you're not in that category, you want to be cautious. And ideally, you want to go out and get yourself protected.
If the worst happens, if someone in your life gets measles and they are showing symptoms, when do you become concerned? When do you make sure you're in a hospital?
Yeah, so, you know, measles starts off, again, in a very general sort of way with things that look like any other cold, any other viral thing out there. But then it turns into a rash, and then you can have the complicating symptoms. So certainly if you are unvaccinated and you're in the area of an outbreak and you start to have symptoms that seem like measles, even without the rash, that's a good time to reach out to a healthcare provider. If you don't have the vaccine, you don't have that protection. But for anybody out there, if you have these symptoms and then a rash starts to develop, you'd want to reach out to your healthcare provider for a couple of reasons. One is we need to track where measles is occurring and make sure it's not spreading to other people. And the other is to watch closely. You know, 1 out of 5 is a large number of people that end up getting sick, getting pneumonia, getting organ damage, getting all these different things that measles can lead to. And so if you have those symptoms, you have that rash, or if you have concerns, reach out to your healthcare provider.
All right. Well, Dr. Weston, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Ben Weston is the Chief Health Policy Advisor for Milwaukee County and the Medical Director for Milwaukee County's Office of Emergency Management. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.